No, what?
Different terms for if you have a lot of lean meat or a little bit of lean meat. What are some different terms? Like, fat back is one kind, and
well, that streak of lean is when it has a little bit of lean in it, and they boil vegetables with that. And then the bacon is a little bit better cut. It's fried. And then you'd get on up into the tenderloin and the pork chops and the roast.
The hard part on a piece of bacon is called the what?
The rind.
Bacon sliced.
Sliced bacon's all I know. Breakfast bacon, or I don't know any other word.
Sometimes you have pork in little wiener-like packages. What do you call that?
Oh, sausages.
And who cuts meat in the store?
The butcher.
And if the meat is dark, it's what?
Rancid, I call it, if it's old.
It's old.
Spoiled. Spoiled.
What is head cheese?
Hog head cheese.
How do you make that?
I don't really know how they made it, but I've eaten it. I hadn't had any in a long time. Seems like it had a vinegary taste to it. I don't know how they made it, but it was made. I don't think it was a real popular sort of a thing. I like pickled pig feet and hog head cheese. It was not a sophisticated food.
What is souse?
Souse meat. Well, it seems like that's the same thing. Souse meat. Yeah, I've eaten all that.
Mm-hmm. If the butter's spoiled, it's what?
Butter? It's so rancid. Rancid grease.
Any other names for that?
Just rancid, I believe, would be all.
What about milk that's good?
Well, curdled milk.
And they call...
That's what you eat today, called cottage cheese. Clabber, we used to eat it when I was a little girl.
Clabber, is that cottage cheese?
And the clabber was when you'd let the milk sour. And then all this cream would come to the top, and it would get thick. And I guess it'd be a lot like sour cream today, and we'd eat it.
How?
With a spoon. We called it clabber. Now, I don't know what the difference is between clabber and sour cream today.
Sometimes if you have too much, well, for instance, when you're cooking spaghetti and you have to get the water out, you wet it out.
Strain it.
Apple pastry baked in a deep dish.
Deep dish pie. Cobbler.
Got any more names for it?
Let's see. We used to eat mostly cobblers when I was a little girl. Cobbler pies or deep dish pies. Can't think of any. We'd go out and pick blackberries, bring them home, and my mama would put a lot of sugar in them and boil them until the berries were done. And then she'd use, I think, just a plain biscuit dough recipe. She'd put that cooked berries with the sugar and butter, and then cover a layer of biscuit dough that had been rolled out on the top. Prick it with a fork two or three times.